It's Saturday, July 26th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a federal judge on Friday blocked the Trump administration from ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally, issuing the third court ruling backing the birthright order nationwide since a key Supreme Court decision in June. U.S. District Judge Leo Sorokin, joining another district court as well as an appellate panel of judges, found that a nationwide injunction granted to more than a dozen states remains in force under an exception to the Supreme Court ruling. That decision restricted the power of lower court judges to issue nationwide injunctions. The states have argued Mr. Trump's birthright citizenship order is blatantly unconstitutional and threatens millions of dollars for health insurance services that are contingent on citizenship status. The issue is expected to move quickly back to the nation's highest court. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a ruling earlier this month prohibiting Mr. Trump's executive order from taking effect nationwide in a new class action lawsuit. U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante in New Hampshire had paused his own decision to allow for the Trump administration to appeal, but with no appeal filed, his order went into effect. In other news, the Trump administration is releasing billions of dollars in withheld grants for schools, the Education Department said Friday, ending weeks of uncertainty for educators around the country who rely on the money for English language instruction, adult literacy, and other programs. President Trump's administration had suspended more than $6 billion in funding on July 1st, as part of a review to ensure spending aligned with the White House's priorities. The funding freeze had been challenged by several lawsuits as educators, Congress members from both parties, and others called for the administration to release the money. Congress had appropriated the money in a bill signed this year by Mr. Trump. Last week, the Education Department said it would release $1.3 billion of the money for after-school and summer programming. Without the money, school districts and nonprofits such as the YMCA and Boys and Girls Club of America had said they would have to close or scale back educational offerings this fall. The Office of Management and Budget had completed its review of the programs and will begin sending the money to states next week, the Education Department said. Around the world, Cambodia has called for an immediate ceasefire with Thailand, as the two countries have seen more than 30 people killed, including civilians, in the ongoing border clashes. Cambodia's ambassador to the UN, Chea Keo, said his country asked for a truce unconditionally, adding that Phnom Penh also wanted a peaceful solution to the dispute. Thailand's Foreign Minister Maris Sanjiampongsa said on Saturday that Cambodia needed to show genuine sincerity in ending the conflict for ceasefire talks to proceed. At least 32 people, soldiers and civilians, have been killed and nearly 200,000 displaced in the two Southeast Asian countries who accuse each other of firing the first shots on Thursday. Thailand's military said the Cambodians launched attacks in a new area near the coast in the south but were pushed back by the Navy. Fighting continued for a third day on Saturday. Back in the U.S., a Southwest Airlines plane rapidly dropped in elevation after departing from the Los Angeles area on Friday, with passengers posting online that the pilot was forced to rapidly change course to avoid a potential collision with another aircraft. Flight 1496 from Hollywood Burbank Airport to Las Vegas plummeted rapidly, lifting passengers out of their seats and injuring two flight attendants. The crew responded to two onboard traffic alerts requiring them to climb and descend to comply with the alerts, Southwest said in a statement. The FAA said it was investigating the incident. According to CNN, the plane was nearly intercepted by a privately owned Hawker Hunter fighter jet after less than 6 minutes in the air. The jet crossed less than 2 miles in front of it and within a few hundred feet of its altitude, CNN reported, citing flight tracking data. The Southwest statement said that Flight 1496 continued on to Las Vegas, where it landed uneventfully, and that the airline is engaged with the FAA to further understand the circumstances. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.